Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to this podcast from the Thames Valley Churches of Christ. We're spending January and February 2022 in the Gospel of Mark. Going back into ancient history, Mark's Gospel was represented by a lion, the king of the beasts. And Mark represents Jesus as a victorious yet humble king coming to establish his kingdom. Join us for these daily devotional podcasts as we learn from the Lion of Judah. Now, on to today's podcast. Today we're in Mark 14, verses 53 down to verse 65, and this is Jesus before the Sanhedrin. They took Jesus to the high priest, and all the chief priests, the elders, and the teachers of the law came together. Peter followed at a distance right into the courtyard. He sat with the guards and warmed himself by the fire. The chief priests and the whole Sanhedrin were looking for evidence against Jesus so that they could put him to death, but they could not find any. Many testified falsely against him, but their statements do not agree. Then some stood up and gave this false testimony against him. "We heard him say, 'I'll destroy this temple made with human hands, and in 3 days we'll build another, not made with hands.' Yet even then, their testimony did not agree. High priest stood up, asked Jesus, 'Are you not going to answer? What is this testimony?' Jesus remained silent, gave no answer. Again, the high priest asked him, 'Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One?' 'I am,' said Jesus, 'and you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the clouds of heaven.' The high priest tore his clothes. 'Why do we need any more witnesses?' he asked. 'You have heard the blasphemy. What do you think?' They all condemned him as worthy of death. Then some began to spit at him. They blindfolded him, struck him with their fists, and said, 'Prophesy.' And the guards took him and beat him." What a tragic and sad scenario here. What can we draw out of it that might be useful for our devotional time today? This is a very intimidating situation, and you and I face times when we're intimidated by the world, by people around us, sometimes out in the workplace or in our families, sometimes even in our church congregations. Jesus is not intimidated, even though we have all the chief priests, the whole Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin was 71 men, and they're all looking for this evidence and accusing him. Imagine having that many people pointing the finger, accusing you, accusing him effectively of breaking the law when they've got people put up against Jesus to give false testimony, which itself is breaking the old covenant law, Exodus 20, verse 16. Jesus knew all this, but did not fight for his rights. Jesus is being presented here by Mark, in a sense, as a role model of how to endure persecution, how to handle opposition, something, of course, that the early disciples would have needed to have very clear in their hearts and minds, because they suffered tremendous persecution. You can see that in the book of Acts, and we see it, of course, in church history. This example is there for us, is to encourage us, is to encourage us that if Jesus could handle it and we have his spirit, then we also can handle it when we are opposed, when we're falsely accused, when we feel that burning of indignation in our hearts and want to answer back, and yet it may not be the right thing to do. There are times to ask for our rights, as the Apostle Paul did later in his life, but he did it not to preserve himself, but to give opportunities for the gospel. And this is what we see in Jesus. There were times when he spoke up, even here. He does say, "Yes, I am what you say I am, the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One." He does answer that, but it's not in self-defense. It's to declare something that God would wish him to declare. That courage, knowing he was already in great trouble, and knowing that this was likely to get him in more trouble, still he spoke up. That speaking up led to his condemnation, and he was spat at and beaten by many people. This explosion of violence demonstrates that their real motive is jealousy and fear. Why not pray today to have the courage and the boldness to stand up to whatever persecution or opposition that may come your way today? Thank you for being with us today. If you'd like to find out more about our congregation, have a look at the website, themesvalley.church. Until the next time, God bless, and remember to listen to the lion.